Thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning, Millsy. It's almost a week now since the outcome of our presidential election was called for Democrat Joe Biden. This morning, in a tweet, Donald Trump says, "I concede nothing. We have a long way to go. This was a rigged election," end quote. But Team Trump has yet to provide any evidence of fraud as it continues to hurl lawsuits while refusing to provide Biden and his people with any transition help. The incoming president takes office January 20th. Biden, meanwhile, has expanded his lead in the all-important Electoral College, where 270 votes are needed to claim the White House. University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato.
No one has any doubts that Joe Biden is president-elect and won rather comfortably with 306 electoral votes. Ironically, exactly the total that Donald Trump had 4 years ago.
And it was 4 years ago that Trump boasted.
We had an Electoral College landslide. Okay, it was a landslide.
White House Trade Director Peter Navarro continues to spin the notion Trump has been reelected.
We're moving forward here at the White House under the assumption that there will be a second Trump term. We think he won that election.
Most Republican senators are playing along. Only four have acknowledged Biden as president-elect. Former President Barack Obama, a Democrat, tells CBS 60 Minutes that's deeply troubling.
It is one more step in delegitimizing not just the incoming Biden administration, but democracy generally. And that's a dangerous path.
But out on the streets of Washington yesterday, about 10,000 Trump boosters echoed the president's claims of fraud.
Four more years! Four more years!
We know this election was stolen!
Trump drove by them, flashing a double thumbs up from his limo. Last night, his supporters got into it with counter-demonstrators. There were fist fights, at least one stabbing, and more than 20 arrests. On Saturday, your time, Trump broke the longest silence of his presidency with a Rose Garden statement touting the quick development of a COVID-19 vaccine. But he said nothing about the current disastrous spike in coronavirus cases across the country. What he did say about the coming change in presidencies was noteworthy, as he insisted there would never be a national lockdown under his watch.
Whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be? I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
Millsy and Basil, this country has seen more than 140,000 daily new COVID cases over the past 10 days.